T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joined now by Todd Walker, 12 years in the big leagues, played at LSU, SEC Network analyst at Todd Walker on Twitter. Todd, you've been a part of this LSU baseball program and the expectations that come with that program year in and year out. I'm curious to know your thoughts with the new change going maybe different than when you were playing of 11.7 scholarships. Should fans temper some of their expectations about that program because of how level the playing field has become in college baseball?
First of all, you hear the big buys. That's kicking off the SEC tournament, I guess. I don't know. 11.7 for 35 roster spots, max of 27 can be on scholarship, and at least if they're on scholarship, they got to have at least 25%. So they tell these coaches not only how many they can have, but how they can spend it. So it's really, really difficult, to your point, to get quality players in and say, look, we can only give you 25% because we got to spread it around, you know. And if they do dump it in one guy, let's call Jaden Hill, for example. I don't know what he's on. And then he gets hurt after 10 innings pitched. What do you do then? So, absolutely, that's one of probably – it has to be the most difficult part of that job.
Would you like to see more scholarships allowed to these programs?
No question. Look, I mean, that goes into – and I know you guys have opinions on this too. That goes into paying athletes in college. Now, look, you get an awesome education to get a scholarship to go to school, and you get that for free. But that being said, that goes along with that conversation where, you know, people are trying to get these college athletes some money for all the hours that they spend. And, you know, football would have a great, great argument because of how many people they draw to each game in the bigger, you know, schools. So I think that goes along with some conversation. So absolutely, I think, you know, you should reward a kid for getting an opportunity to play Division I baseball or football or whatever. You know, and look, I mean, I don't know how many scholarships football has. What does basketball have? Like 12 scholarships for 5 starters, you know, for example. Yeah, absolutely. They spent a lot of hours. I spent a lot of hours on the field, and I never felt like I got, you know, like I should have made more. But I definitely think, looking, you know, from the outside in now, that these kids spend way too much time on the field and not, you know, get the benefits for what they're doing. And, you know, on a team like LSU, for example, they draw $10,000 a game. So, I mean, they're performing, you know.
Todd, bear with me on this. I've asked several of your colleagues, former players, and guys like Ben McDonald, Ronnie Rance, and the national perspective. Because here locally, the narrative from some fans of LSU, almost seemingly every year, if LSU isn't winning a national championship in baseball, they're ready to run Paul Maneri out of town. As a guy that's played at LSU but also covers college baseball around the country, when you hear that kind of thought from an LSU fan, what's your reaction?
I think the reaction from the fans is that, look, they lost 5 midweek games to in-state schools. So, I mean, that's a natural reaction, you know, to be like, they're not as good as we thought they were. Now, they were preseason number one, all these expectations, and they're the 5 seed here at the tournament. Let's defend Paul for a minute. That dude took him to the Super Regional 6 years in a row before last year. I mean, that's like unheard of. He's in the College Coaches Hall of Fame. He's been coaching for 37 years. So I think he gets the benefit of the doubt when it comes to off years or whatever. And if you could even consider this an off year, I still really think they have a real shot. You know, they get Cole Henry back for this tournament. Landon Marceau seems to be healthy. I don't think they're going to get Jaden Hill back, but they've got most of their guys back and healthy, and that's a huge part of winning, as we all know. Winning championships is having the guys you expect to be on the field to be out there. So Maneri's done a phenomenal job under the circumstances, and keep in mind, he lost his best friend this year, his dad. And so that's a tough, tough deal as well, and I just think the world of Paul Maneri. I think he's done a phenomenal job under the circumstances, and it is a little nuts for people to think that they can find somebody better.
Todd Walker, 12 years in the big leagues, played at LSU, SEC Network analyst, at Todd Walker 12 on Twitter. Of the freshmen in this class, I know it was mainly, you know, heavy on pitching, but Cade Beloso, I think, is here to make some noise. What are your impressions of Cade Beloso as a freshman?
pretty impressive to walk into the SEC and do what Kate has done. And then a few others, you know, I mean, I think as you've around the league, some of these other freshmen that just walk into the SEC and perform well. He's done a phenomenal job. He's got a lot of pop, and he's going to learn even more as he goes along at first base. You know, because as we all know, typically what LSU likes to do is take the shortstops, you know, from the high school programs and put them around the infield. So you, in some years, you've had four shortstops play around the infield for LSU. Cade's just a natural first baseman, which is unusual for LSU, but he's really done a nice job. And again, he's only going to improve.
Todd, I've heard Ben McDonald describe a pitch as a Bugs Bunny changeup. Do you have any idea what a Bugs Bunny changeup is?
The only thing I know is, remember the old cartoon with Bugs Bunny when they throw that changeup and he'd swing through it about six times?
Ah.
You know, strike one, two, three, you're out. Strike one, two, three, you're out. And it was the Bugs Bunny cartoon where he just couldn't, you know, you swing right through it no matter, you know, how slow it was. And so that's what he's referring to when he talks about a Bugs Bunny changeup.
Ah, I haven't had a chance. I've hit him up on Twitter asking him to explain it, but now that you did it, thank you. That makes sense.
That's my best guess, but I'm pretty sure that's what he's talking about.
Todd, talk to me about, from a hitting approach, of Saul Garza. I don't know if you've seen him over the last 4 weeks. He's had a home run on each of the last four weekends, and he's bumped his average up near 260. He was hovering below 200 5 weeks ago. Have you seen a difference in his approach?
Yeah, just more calmness. And I was at the field today watching Auburn practice, talked to Gabe Gross, their hitting coach, about Will Holland, their shortstop. And with every hitter, especially, you know, power guy like Saul, you got a lot of expectations on you. And this is his first year in a big program. And you try to do too much. You know, Will Holland's going to be a top-round draft pick. So right out of the gate, he felt like he had to hit five home runs and one at-bat. And the reality is this game's too tough. I always try to keep it simple in my mind, and that is just put the ball in play. Put the ball in play somewhere, and it's better to get jammed than it is to get the head out and hit it off the end of the bat. So I let the ball travel, get jammed, and because of that, I was on a lot of the off speed and was able to barrel some balls up. So I think a lot of these guys just put too much pressure on themselves and they try to do too much. And I think Saul has finally calmed down a little bit to know that he doesn't have to be the guy to do everything. But that comes with just playing time and being in there. This is his first year. So I think with the at-bats this year, he's gained a little confidence and he's changed his approach to the point where he knows he can go the opposite direction and stay back on off-speed.
How dangerous do you think LSU will be in the postseason?
That's a tough one, man, because we all know if you host, that's the most important thing. I think that LSU will host a regional, which was unheard of probably 2 weeks ago, but they – you know, they won that one game against Arkansas and then two out of three against Auburn, I think, put them in. Especially, and every coach you talk to here at the tournament will tell you, they got to get through day one. You lose the first day if you're a 5-12 seed and you're out. But if you get through day one, it becomes a double elimination tournament. I think if LSU were to win that first game, they're definitely – if you think about the committee sitting there looking at RPIs and ranking and everything else, in the end they say, wow, there's a chance that we could host a – have a team like LSU host a regional. They draw 10,000 a game. Let's go ahead and do that. So there's a human element involved in picking teams, you know, to host regionals. I think LSU will definitely host, but they'll have to travel for the Super. So at that point, it just depends on where they go. But I think it could be very dangerous if they get their starting pitching line up. I think Eric Walker's pitching a little better. I think Landon Mosoda's healthy. Cole Henry comes back, and he's going to be on a pitch count in this tournament, but I think he can gain some strength pretty quickly. And if they get everybody healthy, they could be as good as anybody.
Should LSU fans, Todd, be concerned with Zach Hess since he moved to the bullpen? He's given up four home runs in his last five relief appearances.
I think even though 2 years ago he was one of the best closers in the country, there's still a learning curve because he started all last year and then half of this year. So I think he's got to get comfortable in the role that he's going to be put in. But you saw a little swagger out of him over the last, you know, week at Auburn when he got out there, you know, that we used to see 2 years ago when he was dominating Oregon State on their way to the National Championship Series. So I think he's still a learning curve and still like a comfort zone that he's got to get to. But the good news for LSU is they've got four guys in the back that can do the job with Fontenot and Beck. And of course, saw Peterson come on strong at the end of last year as well. So if they can just get that starter to eat up innings, four or five innings, they can hand the ball over to those four guys. They got a real shot.
Should Paul Maneri let Todd Peterson get an at-bat this weekend in the tournament?
Hey, that was one of the highlights of this tournament last year. And I really loved watching that. I actually got Chris Button in the car with me. She's the one that did the interview. We're headed to dinner tonight, but that was one of the best interviews I've ever heard. I mean, that was special. And I don't know, I think I'd definitely do it just for nostalgia, right?
Wasn't it against South Carolina?
Who were they playing when Peterson hit that ball? I don't even remember. We don't remember.
I think it was against South Carolina.
It was South Carolina because he's talking about that left fielder that he knew. That the guy, what was his name? The big power guy for South Carolina last year. Anyway, he said he was playing him in. They knew each other from, you know, summer ball, whatever, and that's the only reason he got it over his head. So that was special.
Yeah, Todd, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it, all right?
All right, you're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.